Welcome to the world of Tales from Davidstown. Episode 6, What Jess Saw. Originally released on Patreon on August 4th, 2023.
Previously on Tales from Davidstown.
I'm concerned for a friend's well-being.
Is this girl a patient of yours?
No, she's been acting different of late.
This is truly old. A diary, in fact.
I can't read the language. But the images.
The Wolf of Ansbach.
This creature, what is it?
Many names have come and gone, but most today know of this beast by the name Werewolf.
What is this?
Jess,
After everything I've helped you with, I'm not making this up! Emily, there are no such things as werewolves or whatever May has been telling you about.
You need to believe me!
Emily, for fuck's sake! Just wait here, and I will be back, and we will fix this. Enough of this. Philippa, it's me. Get the video camera ready for me, will you? You can't argue against video evidence, Em. I don't know how I'm going to tell any of this to anyone. So, I'm just going to keep a record of it here. For myself. I'm thinking, maybe if I just let the words come, then it'll help. Oh. Help me figure this out. Yesterday, last night, was supposed to be the moment I set Emily free from a delusion. But then, no. I'll start at the beginning. Emily, I so wanted to help you. To continue to help you. After everything you went through with Jason, that motherfucker, Jason. I just wanted you to be safe. I wanted to prove to you that you weren't the monster you kept telling yourself you were. But I just couldn't get through to you. And those pictures you showed me, the ones from your car, and the stories. It all sounds so fucking insane. So I lied to you. I needed to lie to you to help you see the truth. I'd collected my video camera from the office and I sat a little ways down the street from the house trying to work out what the hell I was going to do. I mean, in some way, I thought it'd be simple, right? March in there, your house, present you with my plan and we'd finally fix everything. I'd film you the whole time and then you'd see. Finally, I'd be able to prove it to you. Prove I was right. And then, just like that, you stepped out the door. And you looked so sad. The first thing I thought was, is she running away? Where the hell is she going with that backpack? I'm sitting there getting caught up in my thoughts so much, I barely noticed the taxi pull up.
All right, love, Emily, is it?
Yeah, that's me. I've just got this bag.
No worries, love. Hop in.
Thank you.
Where are you going, Em? So this is how that little trip started. And now I'm following. tailing, even. My friend. Like some kind of private detective. I hit record on my camera. Okay, so you've left the house in a taxi for some reason. With a bag. I'm following you and trying to film at the same time. I've lived in this town for most of my life. Know every road, every nook and every cranny like the back of my hand. It was obvious where you were heading. You were going into the hills, back into the moors. Why'd you keep going up there, Em? Okay, so I've been following you for nearly an hour at this point. Jesus, this taxi is going to cost you a fortune. The sun was setting behind the hills. It was just about breaking through the clouds. Those god rays stretching out right across the distant ground while the sky glowed red at first. And then gradually into that blue, purple hue. I know so well. It was hard not to get caught up in the beauty of it, really. By now, it was just your taxi and me on the road. And I was doing my best to keep my distance.
It's coming up to 9:30, and now the latest news from the area. Hundreds flock to Davidstown, ready for meteor shower season. The Perseid meteor showers are in full swing and promises to be quite the spectacle, especially this evening, despite the brightness of the full moon. We asked some of these astronomy enthusiasts just what they're looking
for. Full moon. I remember that damn diary. The images. A wolf and a huge full moon. You're up here because of the full moon. Yeah, all the way out here because of the tourists. The rocky outcropping was getting more and more common either side of the road by now. I saw the red brake lights from the taxi flash catching me out. Ah, shit! Come on, you stupid lights. Off! It's getting pretty dark by now. But I could just make you out walking away from the taxi. Oh my god, Em. We're in the middle of nowhere. You've left the cab, and now... Fuck! Where are you? All I needed was my damn torch. But I couldn't risk you spotting me. Wait a minute. Yes! Thank God these home cameras have night vision. Otherwise I'd have been screwed. Alright. Let's see what we can see. I couldn't remember the last time I'd been in such a quiet place. The darkness was creeping in more and more. And the heat of the summer's day was fading fast. Crap. Should have really brought a coat. Away from the road, I could see a break in the rocks. Like a doorway. And just past that, your torchlight weaving away in the dark as you walked. I pointed at the camera. Now where are you going? Oh. I'm going to end up freezing my tits off here, aren't I? I don't know if I'd ever considered the dark a scary thing before. I mean, not since I was a little anyway. But tonight, following you in the black, everything felt... off. Hello? Emily? Damn this thing, but as crazy as it felt then, I could swear something was nearby. Near me. Maybe watching me. The way I was watching you. Fuck. I hate this. Emily, I swear to God, I'm going to kill you if something gets me out here. Only one bar. Well, it's better than no phone signal. What was that? Of course, I could barely see anything. That was until the moon began to rise over the surrounding stones. bright and blue, almost parting the clouds. Its light touched the ground all around me. And suddenly, I could see everything clearly, including you. A few hundred metres ahead, next to the bottom of the cliff, I could see the glow of a campfire. And your shadow. A huge projection against the wall. Do you see what I see, Em? Here you are, all alone out here. Not a monster in sight. I stopped. Crouching down. Taking time to get a bit more film before I'd let you know that I was there. But that moment, in the still of the night, I could hear something. Emily. I watched a moment longer, trying to think of how I could help bring you home. Then I saw you reach for something. Glinted in the light. Something small. Metal. A knife. And as you took it to your wrist, I panicked. Emily! No!
Ah! Jess?
Jesus Christ, Emily! What are you doing?
What the fuck are you doing here? You shouldn't be here!
What am I doing here? How about what the fuck are you doing here? And what the fuck are you doing with that knife?
You followed me here? Why would you do that? Is that a camcorder?
I'm here to save you from yourself, Emily.
By filming me?
Yes. Look around you. Look at yourself. There's no monster, Emily. There never was. And now I can prove it to you with this.
No. No. You don't understand. You shouldn't be here.
Well, I am here, Em. I'm here to take you home. Take my hand, Em. Come home with me.
No! No! Get away from me! You fucking idiot! I was trying to protect you! Protect all of you! Get away! Leave me alone!
Fuck this! If you won't come with me, then you'll have to listen to reason another way.
What are you doing?
I'm sorry, Emily. I can't leave you here to hurt yourself. Hello? Please, please. Yes, it's an emergency.
Stop!
Yes. Hi, I'm with my friend. Hello? Hello? Can you hear me?
Stop!
Hello? It's a really bad line. I'm with my... Hello? Hello, I need help. I'm with my friend. Is she...
Stop!
Emily?
Ah!
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Night sky, I watched you scream and writhe and grow. Feet glued to the spot in fear. I saw your back arch hard, splitting your shirt open and your hands. Oh God. Your hands. Huge black. Claws ripping through the ends of your fingers as your palms stretched and swelled.
Yes! Please! Help me!
I was barely able to even register anything else around me. It was a nightmare. I was desperately trying to wake up from. More and more you changed. Ears pointed, shoes split wide open, and black hair poured out of your skin. And then I caught myself just repeating something over and over again. It's real. It's real. I didn't know what else to do, Em. The fear. The fear was debilitating. It was like something was stopping me from being able to coordinate my limbs. Like a dream where you try and run, but the air is as thick as glue. And then, suddenly, this other voice appeared in my mind as if someone else was talking to me.
Run, you idiot! Get away! Go!
It was like a shackle had been unbolted from my legs. I ran. I ran so hard I thought my ankles would split through the soles of my own feet. The echoes of your screams. Your roars rang out like some chorus out of hell. Deeper and deeper until... And I knew then and there. You were gone. But no matter how hard I pushed, no matter how exhausted I already was, if I stopped now, I was dead. I could hear something running circles around me. A huge gallop of feet passing me, stalking me. The edge of an outcropping. I missed it and fell right over, rolling downhill, hitting every jagged rock on the way down in what felt like forever until... I remember that single second of the cry I let out, suddenly realising that if I made another sound, the monster, the wolf, would find me. And there I was, the middle of nowhere, laying in stinking, foul-smelling mud, trying not to scream and breathe and cry all at the same time. If it wasn't for the sheer pain in my ankle and ribs, I think I might have passed out. Slowly, quietly, I dragged myself, sliding out of the mud into a bush. I prayed. In my head, I desperately prayed. I'm not even religious. Looking at you, or rather this thing with bright yellow eyes that used to be you. What else could I do? If there was a God, let me live. Let me live long enough to tell you I'm sorry. I'm so, so sorry that I didn't believe you when you needed me to. Mud, the stench, it couldn't smell me anymore. All I had to do was just lay still and I'd be safe. Just wait for it to move on and then...
Camera, low power. Camera, low power.
Camera,
low power.
Too late. It had seen me. And that was it. I was done.
Emily, please. Please, it's me. It's Jess. Please, you have to remember who I am. Please. Emily, please, I don't want to die.
The galloping. But if it wasn't coming from the wolf, from you, then where? Right in front. This monstrous white creature lands between me and the wolf. Its pristine fur catching the light of the moon as nine 9 massive tails waved aggressively all about it. Not another wolf, but something else, almost fox-like, raised itself onto its hind legs, standing 10 feet tall. I raised the camera again, trying to get a shot. No good. It's dead. Like a coiled-up snake, the fox leaped at the wolf, the two biting, clawing and screaming. And I'm ringside, hoping they don't land on top of me. It's only been seconds, and there's blood everywhere. And then, again, I heard it. Had I totally lost my mind, or was something trying to talk to me? In one final play, these two massive creatures run at each other. Whichever wins now decides if I live or die. The fox leaps, bringing its huge legs full force smack into the wolf's face. It flew backwards, hitting a rocky wall at full pelt, enough to bring down a large rock right on top of his head. Was I safe? Or was this just a contest to see who eats next? Trapped, I waited as the fox limped towards me. And again, that damn voice.
Stupid girl! Stupid girl!
My eyes locked with its own. Huge, blue, glowing, and suddenly I felt faint. My eyes heavy. Heavier than they'd ever felt before.
Sleep.
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 Morning. Somehow, I made it to morning. And somehow, I'm laying next to my car, miles from where I was. What the fuck? And there it is. There it all is. I went out there to prove something, and in the end, I only proved how fucking selfish and stupid I am. I should have believed you, Emily. And now I don't know anything anymore. I don't know where you are. I don't know what fought that night. The only thing I do know is this. I know this tape will never see the light of day. I mean, how can it? Who would believe it? But living through that, seeing, I can barely believe it, even now. But I'll keep this here, safe, to show you, to help you, somehow. But first, I promise you, I will find you, and we'll work this out. Now, let's find out what the fuck is going on.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tales from Davidstown. We hope you enjoyed your visit. Before you leave, we've got some extras you might want to get your teeth into. Did you know that we have a Patreon page? Sign up for free today to listen to our behind-the-scenes podcast. Join us as a resident to support the creation of our show. Gain exclusive perks such as our graphic novel, never before seen behind the scenes content, and get super early access to new episodes and more. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook for more updates on all things Tales from Davidstown, as well as our website, talesfromdavidstown.com. Until next time, residents.